I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She's making a blended family gel, but are her closest confidants Coco and Chanel? It's Watch What Happens Live with Portia Williams now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live, and happy Hanukkah, everybody. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, wrapping up your long weekend of leftover pie with a cherry on top, a guest whose cake is apparently caking. You can catch up with her on her new show, Portia's Family Matters, and get her new memoir, The Pursuit of Portia, How I Grew Into My Power and Purpose. This drops Tuesday. You're going to want to get it. It is our friend Portia Williams. Hey, Portia!
I'm so happy to see you.
This is our first time seeing each other since the pandemic.
I know. It's just nothing like being in the clubhouse.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. And especially live on a Sunday night. Wow, we had a huge night on Bravo. We have Nicki Minaj on the Potomac reunion. We had your premiere. We have lots to discuss over at the bar, helping us get relatively messy tonight. It's Portia's sister, Lauren, and her cousin, Landy. Great to see you. I was telling Lauren before the show, she used to be the voice of reason in Portia's world, but now we see that it's really Landy.
Now it's me.
Yes, exactly. Okay, let's first talk about Portia's Family Matters.
Yes.
David P. wants to know, why exactly was it such a big deal that Simon posted those photos of you two on his Instagram? And actually, before you answer, let's go to our first poll question of the night. WWHL.TV, tell us, was Simon in the wrong for posting the picture of Portia's tattoo? Yes or no? Why were you upset?
First of all, don't play. Y'all have known me longer.
Okay.
But no, what it was, we had been under a lot of heat, as everybody knows, right?
Yes.
And so I was guarded with what we shared. At that moment, everybody was like, oh, I want to see him kiss, or I want to see this. And I was like, well, I want to show what I want to show.
Okay.
And I just felt like it's my world, and, you know, just let me run that part. That's all.
Does he run his social media posts by you now? Do you have him submissive to that?
I have the code, too.
You have the code. Very good.
So, yes.
And
I lovingly monitor it.
Right. Now, by the way, Wendy V wants to know your reaction to Dennis telling your sister tonight that the reason why he couldn't bring a date to your party is because you're still in love with him.
Oh, I was in shock just as much as everybody who was watching.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was. I mean, because it's not like Dennis and I don't share love for our daughter.
Okay.
And therefore, it's like, okay, you're a family member. We love you as family. But that was on a different tone that...
I didn't see it coming either.
It was
Serena S. wants to know if you think it was a little gross for Simon to go through all your Instagram posts and comment hashtag mine on them.
He is. is mine. Why would that be gross to me?
Okay. Okay, guys. Next poll, WWHL.TV. Who do you think is Portia's better match, Dennis or Simon?
Shady!
And Dennis is coming in with the vote. Lauren, Landy, where are you going on this?
Y'all are shady.
Whatever Portia thinks. It's okay. Not a word.
They are standing
in line. I don't know. You to answer
What do you think about the audience voted for Dennis? It was a landslide.
Keep watch.
Okay, switching gears to the Pink Sunday we experienced tonight with Nicki Minaj playing Potomac reunion host. Answer this poll on WWHL.TV. Which wife did Nicki go hardest on? Giselle, Candace, Robin, Ashley, Wendy, Karen, or Mia? Who do you think she went hardest
Candace.
On? Candace.
Yeah, I thought she wrote Candace pretty hard.
And what was your reaction to that?
Candace, sometimes with Candace, I'd be riding her hard from my couch, okay? I'd be screaming and everything. But I did feel like there were, when it came to the music and just some of the things, I just felt like it was a little more charming.
Okay, you all said Candace too. On that topic, Portia, please drive back into chat room mode and give us all your hot takes on the Potomac drama. Thoughts on Nicki Minaj taking the seat at the reunion. What was your reaction to that? I'm so curious.
Well, first of all, I was living for every moment. I'm a big Nicki fan, and she had me in one of her songs. Hey, girl, I love you. But it really felt to me like having a housewife because she knew so much about the show. It felt like she was on the show and a fan.
Yes.
So she was able to play both sides, and I was eating it up.
Is Wendy justified in still being so angry with the bulk of the ladies for bringing up the Eddie cheating rumors?
I want to say her first time dealing with this on camera, I feel like she's justified. I feel like as she continues on the show, she's going to do the same thing to someone else. Trust me.
Thoughts on Wendy's poster board receipts?
Where was it? Where did she pull it from?
Why did you think it is that Giselle didn't shed any tears when discussing Jamal?
Giselle is a gangster, and she's a real woman, a mother, a lover. And let me tell you something. When a woman is hurt, we're not going to ever cry the same tears. So that's not to say she wasn't hurt. She's just not going to cry the same tears.
Do you agree with the women that Candace is too quick to cut them to the white meat and doesn't take accountability for her words?
She did like Thanksgiving. She will cut you to the white meat, then eat it.
Right.
Okay? So I do think that she is really harsh. However, by the time I watch the first episode and the second, I will say Candace, she does know how to land it. And then when it came to some of the other ladies, those flashbacks between Giselle and Karen, they're pretty vicious too. So I think,
it all evens out
does,
in the wash.
It does.
Thoughts on the new wife, Mia, this season?
Oh, I love her. I really do. And please come back. It's like she's been telling us online she's not coming back. Don't do that, girl.
Do you feel the women... is that what she's saying online?
Yeah, she changed her Instagram, and I'm like, don't go!
Do you feel the women go too hard on Giselle's home?
Yes. I mean, it's hard. Like, come on. Like, anybody working hard, they call it a hotel.
Whose side were you on in the great salad toss, Candace or Mia?
The one with the biggest hands, honey, because she threw the whole plate in one.
Thank you very much, Portia. As we saw on your show tonight, people on the internet have made analyzing your relationship a year-round pastime. I would love to nail down some dates within your much-discussed dating timeline, okay?
Okay.
I have questions for you. How exactly did you and Simon meet? You claimed he slid into your DMs. Was that before you met him at Fallon's hot tub and hookup party last season?
Oh, no, absolutely not. That was after he had posted about the divorce. And I do have to say, yes, on the show, I was playing coy. As you can see, I do the eye stuff. I actually told him, I'm sorry for your divorce and all of that, because I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to go through betrayal and hurt. And a little birdie had told me that she was pregnant. So I knew what he was about to go through. So I was just basically like, hey, are you okay? Praying for you and your family.
How did Fallon find out that you were with Simon?
I'm not sure. I've never had any communication with her.
You haven't. Have you had any communication with her since you've been with him?
No, and he hasn't either.
Why did you ask Dennis for your engagement ring back in December when only to get engaged to Simon in May?
First of all, can y'all count? There's a lot of time in between there.
Okay.
The timeline on the TV
Five
was
months.
Like this. It was a lot. But here's the thing. I was tired of the roller coaster. Like, we had not been intimate or anything, but I just was like, with my daughter here, I want to know what it is. So if you want to be with me, bring the damn ring back. When he didn't, it was an easy cut.
What's your biggest concern about being Simon's fourth wife?
Well, Simon has done a lot of work on himself. He's a big advocate. If anybody follows him for going to therapy and all of that, and that's part of why I was attracted to him.
How did you reveal to Dennis that you and Simon were engaged?
So Simon, here's the thing, yeah, because I want to clear it up too. So the reason why I told Dennis in the first place is because we have had a great co-parenting relationship. And one of our things was, if we're going to bring someone around our daughter, we're going to let the other person know. So after I had been talking to Simon for 2 weeks, is when I called him and he came over to pick PJ up and I told him. So then, yes, 2 weeks after that, we got engaged. What? I'm blessed. What?
Does it concern you?
God just dropped that man in my lap. What else
does it
do?
Does it concern you that Simon has admitted that he has a history on cheating on his women?
I've cheated before too.
Okay. Yeah. What's your relationship with Simon's other children at this point?
Oh, I have a good relationship with them.
You do?
Yeah, we have a great relationship.
All right, thank you very much, Portia. What do you think is the biggest misconception about your relationship? That you started dating him while he was with Fallon and that you somehow stole him from her?
You know, I think, here's the thing. I talk about on the show in the beginning that I just bared the brunt of all of the tough social media, bashing, all of that. And it's okay, because I'm a grown woman. I make my choices. She is also grown. She has had her baby. Congratulations. I'm happy for her and her fiancé. And it's just grown folks making decisions. That's all it is. And I knew that it was looking, the optics weren't great for the public. And I know that y'all love me. I do. I know that you love me. And I know that you didn't understand at the time. And I am appreciative of those who get it now, because now it makes sense.
How long have you been together now?
Oh my God, right? It's like almost 7 months?
Oh my God.
It's almost 7 months!
Let's take questions from our virtual fans. Here is Matt from Texas with a question for Portia. Hey, Matt.
Howdy.
Howdy. Portia, you look gorgeous.
Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Hey, what is your reaction to the news that Marlo is now holding a peach?
You know what? Good for her. I'm sure it's just a life dream. That's just amazing. Yeah. Thank you, Andy, for giving her that chance.
Thank you, cowboy. All right, let's go to Chris and Michelle from Ontario, who also have a question for Portia. Hey there, Chris and Michelle.
Hi, Portia.
Hey, guys.
Okay. Before I ask my question, it needs to be said that Flatline is the most underrated song released by a housewife ever.
Thank you. Yes. And the video. We got a video.
Yes.
And it wasn't low budget.
No.
Okay, question. How shocked are you that Kenya and Cynthia's friendship is on thin ice from Ultimate Girls Trip? And
I'm not surprised. I always said, just like Big Sis Nene, that alliance that they had on RHOA, if they were outside of it, if it was broken in any way, they would fall out.
Wow.
Yep, I just felt it.
And do you think they'll get back to a better place?
Yeah, this season on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Well, no, Cynthia's not on this season.
Oh, she's not?
No.
Oh, well, then it's done. Stick a fork in it.
Thanks, virtual fans. Wow. Okay. You know, the book's got a lot of people talking. There is quite a surprising story about R. Kelly in the book. You had a past with him, in a sense, that I was unaware of. I think most people were unaware of. You went to a couple parties of him. You heard and saw things that were quite untoward. And then you had him on Dish Nation, and he tried to pick you up after you had this whole history with him. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I'm telling the whole story.
They got to buy the book.
Yeah, right. But what was your reaction? I guess, here's a question from Erica J., who said, I read about your history with him. Do you wish you came out earlier in support of the victims? And how hard was it for you to relive your own experiences once everything with R. Kelly came to light?
First of all, I want to say those ladies were very brave.
Yes.
And I felt like Lifetime did a great job with that piece.
Yep.
It definitely moved me. And even though I am a celebrity, those women inspired me to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
I was having certain conversations around the time that it was happening. And I just never got to the place where I was ready to speak about it. Yep. I need to do my own healing. And it just became real to me when FBI was at my door that, you know what? I'm not going to be silent anymore.
So the FBI came to your door when?
Well, it's all in the book. The details are in the book. But this is the thing. In my book, you know, it's a whole different Portia. It's, you know, I have lights, camera, action. But when the camera goes off, I've lived a lot of life.
Yeah.
And I've had a pattern in my life where I've dealt with toxic men who've taken advantage of me because I didn't know my worth.
Right.
I didn't love myself enough. I only saw myself through other people's eyes, which I did some of that on Housewives. But when you do it from 20 to 30, you get taken advantage of in a really bad way.
Yeah.
So he was just one of those men who had that same face.
Right.
And I just didn't want to leave him out.
Right. Well, very good. Since Lauren and Londi are both such solid branches of Portia's family tree, I want to tap them for tea and find out who's more deeply rooted in their Portia knowledge. It's time to play Portia's family Matt Her or Her. I'm going to pose questions about Portia and count down from three. All three of you will say your answers at the same time. We're going to see who gets more matches with Portia. Here we go. Besides Kenya, which Atlanta Housewives cast member does Portia like the least? 3, 2, 1.
Candy.
Marlo. I like somebody.
No matches. We got a Candy, we got a Nene, and you said Marlo. Okay. What would Portia say is Simon's favorite body part of hers? Ooh. 3, 2, 1.
Ass. The booty.
Yes, ass. Okay, they all match. How many days would Portia say are in a year? 3, 2, 1.
365.
She's got it.
Okay. Which Housewives franchise would be Portia's last choice to be on? Ooh. 3, 2, 1.
Potomac.
Beverly Hills.
Really?
Yes, because if somebody throws a drink on me, I might revert back.
Wow.
To
all
the
right.
Homie.
Who does Portia like more, Cynthia or Candy? 3, 2, 1.
Candy.
Oh, they both said Cynthia. Okay. Candy. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate Cordell as a husband to Portia? 3, 2, 1.
0.
3.
Off the charts, 0.
Okay. How many times has Portia listened to Gone with the Wind Fabulous? 3, 2, 1.
0.
-1.
Once I watched the tragedy on
you. Okay. Oh my God. Who would Portia rather see return to the Atlanta Housewives? Kim Fields or Claudia Jordan? 3, 2, 1.
Kim.
Claudia, shake it up.
Okay.
Give her a job.
$1 million question. Do you think Portia is done with the Atlanta Housewives for good? 3, 2, 1.
You're so slick. You think you're so slick.
No.
Maybe not.
All right. Okay, we got some fun questions here. Portia, Corey W. wants to know if you think there's any truth to the rumors that Fallon cheated on Simon.
Again, congratulations for your baby that was born.
Mrs. Audacity wants to know what you think about Ramona Singer continuing to call Kenya Moore your name on Ultimate Girls Trip. Is it shady or an honest mistake?
Knowing Ramona, it's a little of both. It's definitely half and half.
Have you and Simon selected a wedding date yet?
Right now, we're just enjoying the engagement. Like, wedding planning, all of that. It'll come.
But it's already been 7 months.
Okay.
Portia, Lutfilas AL wants to know your main reason for not returning to Housewives of Atlanta. Were you worried you wouldn't be able to handle the scrutiny from the other wives about how your relationship with Simon started?
They're going to be able to answer that question for themselves after Portia's family matters, because no one is more honest with you than your family. Like, for me, I've been on the show 10 years, so I don't care what someone who doesn't like me has to say. It was much harder hearing some of the things or trying to bond with my family over the situation.
Interesting perspective.
Yeah. So it was, Trust me, between the two, family gave it more.
Wow. So it would almost be easier to have Kenya ragging on you about your relationship than your family. Yes.
Yeah, you know, when we did our first scene together, it was a family scene, it didn't feel real. So right after that, I called each one of them and I said, that's not what this show is about. Mm. I said, this show is a real, authentic, raw reality
and
of our family.
That's what it is. All right, it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the American musical theater legend, Stephen Sondheim, who passed away on Friday at the age of 91. Sondheim, widely considered to be one of the greatest composer lyricists of all time, was behind masterpieces like West Side Story, Gypsy, Into the Woods, Company, Sweeney Todd, Sunday in the Park with George, and many more. He won 8 Tonys, an Academy Award, and every other accolade you can imagine for a body of work that explored the true meaning of being alive. And when the Broadway community gathered in Times Square today to honor him with a moving performance of his iconic song Sunday, someone else loomed large over the tribute. It's Kenya and Ramona. I mean, I don't think that's what he meant when he wrote Send in the Clowns, but there you have it. Stephen Sondheim, you will be missed. Rest in peace. No Jack Wall tonight. I want to thank Portia, Lauren, and Lonnie for being here. Tomorrow night, Mary J. Blige is here with Charlamagne the God at 10 after Below Deck. Thank you, Portia. Watch our after show now on Twitter Live.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Portia Williams' book is called The Pursuit of Portia. We both have it. It is out on Tuesday. You can see Portia's Family Matters Sundays at 8 on Bravo. It's Portia Williams, everybody.
Hi.
Behind the bar, it's Portia's sister Lauren and her cousin Alandi. So, Portia, you've been up to the, what are your thoughts on Housewives of Salt Lake City?
Oh, you know, first of all, they came in hot their first season. This season with Jen going to jail, I think it is very authentic. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot believe that the cameras were actually there when she ran from the law.
Right. What did you think about, do you watch Beverly Hills?
I've seen some of it.
Okay.
But we were in the midst of doing our thing.
Yes. Yeah. Got it. Okay. I want to go back to our, and you do watch Potomac.
Oh, I'm a super fan. I'm like.
You are.
Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
And you.
I love it.
You and I were texting after the reunion, after one of the reunions, because I know, I mean, you and Giselle got to be really close because of.
Chat room.
Mm-hmm. And so do you text Giselle about the show a lot?
Yeah, I text her after you.
Okay.
We're talking to her about Jamal and stuff. And then I talk to her also about Karen, you know, coming to her. Here's the thing. The show is the show. We all sign up to have our lives be seen on the show. You know,
yeah.
You know, everything is real. The thing about Giselle to me that inspires me is how she don't give a shit. Like, she has, and it's not because she just doesn't care, like, flip it. It's because she knows what the truth is for her. So when she has reconciled with the truth for her, she just doesn't give a damn, and I like that.
Oh, that's an interesting perspective.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's go back to the virtual fans. Brianna from Ohio, what's your question for Portia?
Hi, Andy.
Pretty tree,
Hi,
Brianna.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Portia, before seeing tonight's episode, did you know that Lauren still hung out with Dennis one-on-one? And are you happy that they still have a relationship?
No, I didn't know. I found, you know, she told me afterwards, of course, because he said a lot. And of course, as a sister, she wanted to give me a heads up on some of that. But I don't even think she was able to describe what all who said at that little luncheon. But they are truly brothers and sisters. They have had their ups and downs when him and I were on the outs because of family stuff. They went through it too. So they got back together and are cool. And I love that. That's all about being family.
All right. Let's go to Philip from Texas. What's your question?
Hi, Portia. How are you?
I'm
look
good.
Beautiful.
Oh, you do too, Teeth? Yes.
Thanks. My new veneers. Oh, thank
they
you.
They are beautiful.
Okay. How did you convince Simon to sell your house in Duluth? And that you were so adamant about moving from Duluth, Georgia.
Because I'm looking like she didn't sell her house. She still has her house.
Oh, you still have it, but you moved. Okay. He's saying you moved.
Oh, so, but he said, how did I convince Simon? So I'm confused. What do you
mean? I think he meant, how did Simon convince you?
How did Simon convince me?
Yes. You were very adamant about not moving when you were with Dennis, is his point.
Right. When the right man comes along, the right choices are made.
Wow.
I agree. Amen.
I tried for years.
Amen. Your teeth look great, sir.
I tried for years.
Are you going to get the tattoo you got for Dennis removed?
It's not his name.
Okay.
It's not his name. I know he ain't telling nobody to remove a tattoo, all them tattoos he had of.
Yes, right. Yes, I forgot about that. Well, Portia, over your many years spent holding a peach, your personal style certainly evolved. I wonder if any of your past fashion choices, in retrospect, looked like the pits. Let's find out with Fashion or Trash On. I'm going to present you with some notable looks from your time on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. If you like it, it's fashion. If not, dump in the garbage.
That's amazing.
Okay, what about this strappy gold mini dress? I feel like this was from your first episode.
It was my first episode. And
that was that was when you called Kenya Miss America.
Miss USA. What is she?
She was Miss USA.
USA.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So Miss America. Let me tell you, that is a real, what is that? Hervé Ledger. Remember we used to wear them?
That's in my closet.
Yes.
And I had that skinny body with that little booty. It was sitting.
Yes.
It was cute.
Well, what happened? By the way, your booty was much... It's changed since then.
Well, I mean, I was skinnier and I had a butt. And then as I got bigger, and then now I'm a little bit smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fashion or Trash On, one of your first confessional
looks. Baby!
Woo! Lord.
Eyeshadow.
I was going to say the eyes are really popping in a way that I haven't seen in a life.
Yeah, it's the rouge for me. It's the no lip liner for me. And it's the eyes. I can't. She's so young. And
okay, it's Trashing. Okay, Fashion or Trash On, Anguilla Cowgirl Swimwear.
Oh, that was
cute. I think that's cute.
Yeah, that was really cute. I like that.
Okay, we
y'all
like that.
Y'all will wear that now, won't
y'all? Okay, what about leaving little to the imagination in this neon orange cover-up? What do we think?
That Landia till I die, yes!
Okay, what about this ball gown with a bright yellow Birkin?
That dress no more because every single company has changed the fabric and put it on their website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. What about these chunky sunglasses? Are they Cynthia Bailey eyewear?
She still wears those.
I still wear those.
Okay, very good. What about this very tribal Luann-esque statement necklace?
Oh, Or who?
Luann, Countess Luann. No, she wears big statement necklaces.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say no. We can let that go.
Okay. What about your infamous season 9 reunion look with short hair?
Yeah. I love that until Kenya called me Elvis. I was like, you heffa.
Oh, was that year? Okay.
But I love that look. It's regal.
It
is fashion.
Regal. Yes. Okay, last up, giving all orange.
Ooh. Yes, I love it, honey.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I want to thank Portia. Everybody get her memoir. It's out Tuesday. Thanks, Lonnie. Thanks, Lawrence. Four click around bravotv.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.